What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, December 6th. Now be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. The only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are for today's slate. And finally, shout out to PrizePicks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Sadiq Bey, Trey Mann, Miles Bridges, Anthony Edwards, and Jimmy Butler on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First of many from Charlotte here. We're in at number five with Cody Martin, shooting guard, small forward eligible. For some reason, 3,900, even though he wasn't yesterday. Projected for 28. The goal is almost 32. He's in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. There's too many different dudes out for the Hornets for right now, and Cody Martin's going to play 30 minutes at a sub 4K price tag. He's a 0.9-ish fantasy point per minute guy in this spot. 30 minutes, 16% usage, 10.5 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, 2 stocks. Slight pace down spot against Philly, but you don't care. He's got the best eligibility you can find. Shooting guard, small forward, guard forward utility at a sub 4K price tag and expected for 30 minutes or more. What's not to like? Or you can get another shooting guard, small forward, eligible player from the Charlotte Hornets. This time it's Kelly Oubre, 5,800, projected for 36. The goal's about 40. He's in the optimal lineup 25% of the time. Basically, everything I just said for Cody Martin is relevant here for Oubre, only Oubre does even more. He's a fantasy point per minute guy. 23% usage with no LaMelo Ball, no Terry Rozier on the floor. 19.5 points, 7 boards, and like one of everything else. Again, pace down spot against Philly, but we do not care. Shooting guard, small forward, guard, forward, utility. These guys are so easy to get into the optimal line or to get into your lineup, and you're going to see a lot of them in every cash build. Once again, we're on to Charlotte. Power forward center eligible PJ Washington, 5,700, projected for 35. The goal is 39. He's in the optimal lineup 25% of the time. I gave him 33 minutes. He should play at least 30. He could play well more than that. He's basically a 1.1 fantasy point per minute guy in this spot. 20% usage, 15, 8, 3, and 2. Now, it gets a little scary against Joel Embiid for PJ Washington here, but I think he just has to be out there by default. I love getting the Charlotte team, whether it's Martin, Oubre, Washington, combinations of those three guys. You just kind of need to have a lot of Charlotte today. But the one main place you can get away from Charlotte is point guard eligible Dennis Smith Jr., 5,300, projected for 36. The goal's 37.5. He's in the optimal lineup 30% of the time. No Anthony Simons, no Damian Lillard means Dennis Smith is going to play 33 minutes or more today. 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 21% usage, 14 points, 7 assists, 4.5 boards, and 3 stocks, 2.5 steals. Dennis Smith Jr. just getting into some passing lanes. Pace neutral against the Clippers, but again, it's not all that important here. We've got the same theme. All of these guys are significantly underpriced for the roles that they have for today specifically. Now, before we get to the really ridiculous number one contender that shouldn't be there, but unfortunately DraftKings is asleep at the wheel, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. That's where you get the updates to my sims. Let me know in the comment section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are, and go sign up at PrizePicks, the presenting sponsor of this video, where you get up to $100 on your first deposit. For some strange reason, his price went down from yesterday. Ish Smith, point guard eligible. 3,400, projected for 31. The goal is 30. He's in the optimal lineup 44% of the time. He's going to play 32 minutes or more. 36 is completely realistic in this spot. He's a 0.95-ish fantasy point per minute guy here. Get it? Ish. 12.5 points, 6 assists, 5 boards, a stock and a half. He's the starting point guard for the Hornets. He's almost a fantasy point per minute guy, and he's 3,400. He's the best play of the slate. He's the first guy you put into a cash lineup. If you don't play him in cash, you shouldn't play DFS any longer. If you play someone in cash that doesn't have Ish Smith, write their name down. Play them every time you can for the rest of your life. Ish Smith is the number one contender. He's the most owned guy on this slate. Don't overthink it. He's the best play. He's the number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, December 6th. FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.